Okay, pre-show time here. This is the 17th Tuesday, and I had an idea that I think you'll like. On our BSPs and More page, the fan page that Melissa, the wonderful Melissa, established, and Melissa's married now. What is your last name now, Melissa? I know you as Melissa Wolf, right? Or am I thinking of the comedian? No. Wait a second. But anyway, the great BSPs and More page that Melissa established, people often check in with their favorite shows from the archives. Not necessarily from the radio archives, but from our digital archives. Now, where the hell am I looking to you? And I thought it would be fun this week to roll some of those out, because what's happening this week is I have, as you guys know, I'm going to Nashville for the induction of the Radio Hall of Fame. This is like a three-day trip. What is this? Who is this? I don't know, man. Anyway, so I found a whole bunch of suggestions on the BSPs and More page from people who want us to replay some shows. I thought, well, let's do that. You know, that is a cool thing. And we've done that in the past. And right off the bat, I noticed one that I'm actually intrigued by. Arrow Wolf is one of our listeners. And Arrow is, where are you from, dude? Where's your actual profile? I got his, here's view profile of Arrow Wolf. Omaha. Lives in Omaha, Nebraska. Omaha, Nebraska. Well, all right. Not your fault. I'm fucking around. It's fine. All right. So Arrow has suggested a show, which is very, as I said, it's intriguing to me, and I've got it racked up. It's from January 16th, 2015. David G. Hall. This is goofy, man. Listen to this. Where is it? David G. Hall, who was our program director at KFI, plans to do a show with a plot, dramatic twists, and a cool ending, but it winds up sucking so bad that Hall has to call it off. Now, this, according to Arrow, is his all-time favorite episode. And what's a really interesting thing about people who listen to the show, we have our old-school radio fans, and we have our new-school digital show fans. And sometimes the twain doesn't meet. You know, the old-school people are like, well, the radio, they're very much into the radio show. And nothing will ever beat that, and it's the greatest thing. And obviously, you know, it's sticking my ass in the Hall of Fame. Maybe someday they'll have a podcast Hall of Fame, but I could give a shit. So I think that's what we're gonna do. What do you think of that? I think it's a good idea. All right. So today, the other thing I have to do today is the other thing I did today is I made an appointment. I want to get up before I split for Nashville. I want to get my flu shot. I want to get update the COVID shot, whatever that is. Pick up my suit, because I bought a new suit for this. I thought I could get away with my old suits, but I don't know, bro. I may not be able to fit into those. Oh, fuck. Is today Monday? Tuesday after 4 o'clock? I'll pick the suits up tomorrow. Shit. I got to remember to get those suits. I got two suits at the cleaners, but I went and bought a new suit. I got a dental appointment at 10. And I want to get my COVID shot. And what else, man? There's one other fucking thing. Oh, pick up the suit. Yeah, those three things. And, oh, yeah, four things now. Pick up the suits from the cleaners. I don't know. I don't think I... The thing of it is I got a one-man show happening on the 28th. We've been rehearsing that. I was just rehearsing it this morning over at Theater West. It's a real... You know, and Jonah Weiland, man, thank God for Jonah. He was my producer at KFI. He has since gone into theater work himself. He's on the board at a couple of theaters here in L.A. He's an actor himself. And is helping me with this. He's directing the show. So it's been a busy-ass fucking time. Okay, so where are we at here, man? Okay. David G. Hall. His plan to do a show with a plot and dramatic twist, the cool ending, winds up sucking so bad that Hall has to call it off. That's the other thing I have to do. I got a Better Health commercial that I have to put in. Yep. Better Help commercial that I have to put in. Might as well print that motherfucker off, too. You know what you might want to do, Phil, is write all this stuff down. Why? I can remember it all. Yeah. It's a beautiful thing, man. All right, tell me. Where is it at, dude? Week of 9/16. There it is. There's Better Help, I should say. Print that motherfucker off. And we are off to the races. This is a good sponsor. I've had this sponsor for a long time. Brought to you by, must be in the show next to. They're really, you know, Federal Trade Commission, I don't know, you know, copyright, all of that shit. They're very, very keen on making sure that you are putting certain disclaimers into commercials these days. I don't blame them.
I don't blame them at all, man.
Okay, so, yeah. Why don't we do it right now? What's something you'd love to learn? As an adult, do you make time to learn new things as often as you'd like, or is that lost in childhood? Kids are always learning and growing, but as adults, we lose the curiosity. What's something you'd like to learn? Gardening, a new language, maybe how to finally find your best friend in bowling? Therapy can help you reconnect with your sense of wonder because your back-to-school era can come at any age. Oh, interesting. Put that in your own words, Phil. All right. The Phil Hendry Show is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are there things in your life that you wish you learned how to do? Are there things in your life that you'd like to learn? Stuff you see? Things that you've been curious about? Things that you've wanted to do but never had the time? I don't know what it could be. It could be bowling. It could be skydiving. It might be writing a book. It might be going back to school. Things that you've always wanted to do and you kept yourself from doing those things. And I'll bet you're telling me that you did that because you had to be responsible, had to make some money. You know what? I know. I've been through it. It really has more to do with you got to find the guts to do these things. You got to find the guts to just bust out and do what you feel like doing. I mean, good constructive things. I know it happened to me in my life. I wanted so much to have a great career. I wanted so much to be the best I could possibly be at what I was doing. This thing called broadcasting, comedy, acting. I wanted to do it all, and I wanted to do it really well, and I wasn't. I sucked till I got into therapy, and I started to just, you know, I started to grow some guts. I started to see the world as something that could be not just managed, man, but something you could take on and have a good time with. So I suggest that if there are things that you'd like to do and you haven't done them because you think, oh, well, you know, I can't really do that because I'm really, really busy. Just, you know, put that crap aside and do it, Jack. And I can tell you how to further yourself along that road. Therapy. We've got online therapy here for you from BetterHelp. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. I couldn't do jack you-know-what until I got into therapy, and it really opened some things up. So you just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. You switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. So rediscover your curiosity. Visit BetterHelp.com/Phil and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, okay, .com/Phil. Good. There's the commercial. I just did the commercial. You didn't hear it because I've cut it and moved it over to another new place. All right, man. So that's my challenge this week. So we'll go to Nashville. I'm not getting back to L.A. until really fucking late Friday night. And the reason for that is I'm this kind of a boyfriend. I'll wait for Jackie to take off. I'm going to hang around the airport with her. She's not leaving till later. And she's going back to Orlando. And, you know, what I wanted to do was to go to Orlando. The two of us would fly together to Nashville. But that was like a whole lot of bullshit flying, you know, for no reason. So I'll hang around the airport and then come on back to L.A., you know, on Friday night. And then the next week is going to be one long, intensive fucking week. We're going to rehearse every goddamn day and run it every goddamn day and get that thing right. And then on Saturday night, boom, the world of Phil Hendry. We'll see. I'll tell you one thing, man. I'm grateful for Jonah as a director because he's really encouraging guys. Don't worry about it, man. You got it. You know, it's funny. So, because I worry about all kinds of shit. All right.